You're listening to the podcast version of Unnecessary Roughness from LVSportsNetwork.com, brought to you by Porta Subs.
It's Unnecessary Roughness, presented by the Jewelers of Las Vegas.
Pacheco to the right side of the quarterback. Snap Mahomes. Lofts it right side.
Keyshawn Nixon.
Keyshawn Nixon on the interception. And he's out of bounds. Pass intended for Sky Moore. And Keyshawn Nixon played it beautifully.
Live at the Underground Lounge inside the Oyo Hotel and Casino. It's Unnecessary Roughness. Here's your boy Q.
Hell of an interception right there from former Raider defensive back Keyshawn Nixon. He's a great punt returner. Big time play he made against the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Sunday Night Football helping the Packers get the victory against Sunday Night Football. This is Unnecessary Roughness here on Raider Nation Radio 920. We're kicking off hour number three of the show, and we're doing that with LeVar Arrington, who joins us now on the phone lines, former NFL linebacker and part of Fox Sports, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, and amongst other things. And LeVar, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. We do appreciate you. And I was talking over the weekend with some of my friends, and they were talking about the show and how you were talking about Coach Antonio Pierce, and you guys are really close friends. And I was like, well, why didn't you tell me ahead of time? I want to get him on the show to talk about it. So I know you guys played together, but what is it about Antonio Pierce that kind of makes him go, and how much is he enjoying this opportunity to be the head coach of the Silver and Black?
I mean, who told you we were best friends? I mean, we are not close friends. I don't like that guy not one bit. I don't know why Mark Davis made this decision. It's one of the worst decisions. I'm joking. I don't know. You know, I hope somebody laughed at it.
I did.
All right. Cool. We are really close friends. I was actually just with him after the Pac-12 game. And we spent some time together talking and seeing, you know, what he's got going on. But, you know, I think what Mark Davis and the rest of the decision-makers saw in Antonio Pierce is someone who is one of the most brilliant football minds that you'll come across. He's a unique blend because he does have that little bit of edge and the little bit of roughness around the edges, and you want that. You know, you want somebody who can relate to the players, but also is super, super brilliant in the way that they think. And, you know, I've been around Antonio Pierce for a really long time since he came into the league. We go back to when he was at Arizona and I was at Penn State, and we played each other in the Pigskin or the Kickoff Classic, whatever it was called, in 99. And just knowing him through the years as a player, just always was a super, super smart player, understood everybody's position, understood what everybody was trying to do, and could explain it in a way where he made everybody around him better. And so, you know, for him to be in the position that he's in now, it's been a lot of hard work. You know, he started off coaching. He was at Long Beach Poly. Mm-hmm. And I never had any aspirations of coaching, but he actually made me believe that I could be a good coach. And I started coaching at Long Beach Poly with him. And again, as a coach, his organization, the way he ran our program in high school was that of a college pro program. So he's been preparing for this for a long time, and for it to come the way that it did, maybe not the best of circumstances, but they always say when preparation meets opportunity, you make it happen. And good things happen. So you guys got a good one in Antonio Pierce. He's not only a good dude, but he's the type of guy that if he has a fair opportunity, he'll definitely pull in the right type of people. He told me a couple guys that he's actually looking to bring in, which if that really happens, that is an amazing addition to the team. You guys will have to get that from him. but if he pulls together what it looks like he's going to pull together, he is definitely positioning this team to have the same type of feel that the teams that he played on, what they look like and how they were built personnel wise. So, you know, football isn't rocket science, Hugh. You know what I mean? Like you get the best players that you can get, you fill them into the positions that and the roles that they're supposed to have. They're accepting of that, and you develop them, and then you start to build a chemistry that leads to winning. And I think Antonio Pierce understands that and and brings that to what the Las Vegas Raiders have right now.
Again, LeVar Arrington is our guest here on Raider Nation Radio 920 Unnecessary Roughness, talking all things Coach Antonio Pierce. What is it about him that makes people want to run through a wall? And I ask you this because when he was introduced to the media, I wanted to run through a wall, and I can't run through a wall. I could put pads on. Yeah. I'm just going to hurt myself. But I wanted to get up and run through that wall. What is it about him that does that for people and players?
Well, I would ask you. I mean, I think it's because you believe, like, he's believable. Mm-hmm. You know, you believe what he's saying, and the reality of it is that he's saying what he believes. He's saying what he means. Like, he's not that fluff type of guy. He's going to tell you exactly how he feels. It's going to be authentic. It's going to be genuine, and you just got to know that. If he's telling you that we're in the trenches together and that foxhole is live and we gotta do it together, then that's exactly what it is. There is no fluff to it. There's anything to it. It's just, it is what it is.
There's, you know, when it comes to him and the coaching, and you mentioned that he's a sharp and genius as far as a football mind, how early on did you realize in the process that he had coach written all over him?
You know, I think in getting to know him through the years, you, as a player, you always say, all right, he's an on-field coach. Like, you have those guys that are on-field coaches. But when I coached with him at Long Beach Poly, I was like, okay, he's a coach. Like, he transitioned into being a coach than just being a former player that was coaching football. Like, the way, you know, a coach speaks a certain type of way, they handle things a certain type of way. I was like, oh, you're a coach. Almost like I got a couple friends that are politicians now. I got a couple friends that are in the whole private, you know, banking sector. I'm like, oh, you're a private banker now, my guy. Like, oh, you're a politician now, you know, and I got to treat you like a politician. You know, I got to treat you like you're a banker. And with Antonio, you got to treat him like he's a coach. So it's kind of interesting because you find yourself having those moments where it's like he's still your teammate and he's your boy, but you respect him and you take the approach that you realize that this is a man of status and a man of importance, and he's earned that right, and that's how he handles things. That's not for show. That's not for fake. He lives it. He eats and sleeps and loves the game of football, and he loves the guys that he coaches. And that's, to me, the biggest difference in what you see in coaches in today's game that are winning are coaches that can relate to their players. Mm-hmm. Like, all these old-ass coaches that think that it's the old way and, like, you're going to do it my way or the highway, or, you know, you just aren't having any type of relatability to your guys, you're not going to win with them. You're not going to win with those. They're fossils. And you know, you're not going to win with those types of coaches. And if you come in as the type of coach that the players aren't going to relate to, they'll shut you down, and they'll shut you out. And I think that you guys experienced that earlier on in this year and last season, that you just can't handle things in a manner in which it just isn't relatable. Your success is only as good as your ability to be able to relate to the players that you're leading so that they can experience and have that success. You can't hold your success over people's heads. That's your success. You got to show them and teach them how they can be successful so y'all can have success together. And Antonio Pierce is one of those types of guys that he understands that. It's not, you know, he's got his own Super Bowl ring. He doesn't have to win a Super Bowl to be validated as a Super Bowl champ. But at the same time, he understands what it takes to get to the Super Bowl as a coach, and he also understands it as a player. And so to have that type of experience and somebody as vibrant as Antonio Pierce is, you know, they got a steal. You know, great decision by them. I know I sound crazy biased towards what he is and who he is and what he represents, and I don't have a problem admitting that I'm biased, because he's earned that. You know, he's earned the type of praise that he receives and to have this opportunity, you know, present itself to him. I couldn't be happier for him, and they couldn't have gotten a better guy in kind of a jacked up situation. And I hope they understand that it takes time to undo some of the things that have taken place and to really, really work to engage the players and the people in the building as well to build a culture that really would represent probably what many would say what the old Raiders look like with the whole win, just win, baby, win type of mentality. You know, AP has that mentality and has that mindset, and it most certainly would end up being probably what the culture would end up being in Las Vegas.
Again, we're speaking with LeVar Arrington right here on Raider Nation Radio 920 Unnecessary Roughness, talking about Antonio Pearson. When he was introduced, he really made himself very favorable, and Raider Nation really fell in love with him, not only his energy, his excitement, his enthusiasm, but also his embrace for Raider Nation and what it means to be a Raider, and the fact that he rolled into the stadium in an old-school Impala. And I understand there's a nice little story about the old-school Impala, the cherry red, the candy red, that's not really necessarily candy red, and you got a part in that as well.
Well, we did old school cars. I got a 63, I got a 64, I got a 60. And we had old school cars. And we came from the same type of way. You know, I'm from Pittsburgh, but he's from L.A. He's from Compton. Mm-hmm. But we related on so many different levels because we came from the same types of background. And I mean, like I said, he's authentic. Mm-hmm. Like, how many if you look it up, it might be the first coach to drive to the game in an Impala. It might be the first time that's happened. And I'm certain, if I recall his Impala, it does have switches. So he might have started bouncing that bitch on y'all. You know what I mean? Like, there's a chance that he could have started hitting switches on y'all. So, I mean, that's the type of guy y'all getting, though. That's
right.
The type of guy you're getting. And you know what? You either want a tooth chipper, you know, like what they got going on in Detroit, like same type of guy, not as, and you know, I love Campbell, love him to death, but that's an offensive guy talking, you know, like talking tough, which is okay because he's obviously, sorry, my sister, he's obviously a great motivator, a great football mind, and a tight end. So we accept Dan Campbell talking trash and biting kneecaps and getting up and punching you in the mouth and all that stuff. But when AP says it, that's an LB that was really hitting people in the mouth and was really a physical player and brought his heart and his soul to the arena every single time that he entered it. And so that's the mentality that you're getting with this guy. And I would say it's interesting. As a teammate, I would play for him. I played for him. As a coach, I coached for him. And so if I were a player for him, I would play for him. If I were a coach on his coaching staff, I would coach for him. And you can't ask for anything better than that type of guy that, like you said, is endearing to the community. He can relate to the community. He's not going to be standoffish. So you're not going to see him out and be like, oh, Coach Pierce. And it's like, got to go, like he's going to you're liable to see him at a barbecue or cookout in and around Las Vegas as to see what's going on. I mean, he's just that type of dude. So you guys got a good one, man. I can't sing enough of his praises because he's done it the right way. You know, he caught a bad rap at Arizona State. Things shouldn't have gone down the way that they did, but they did. You know, sometimes people see a ton of success coming and they're not ready for that success. And then the wave of NIL is coming and all these different things. And you're seeing the same thing play out with Harbaugh right now. And sometimes it's time for those types of guys to go to the NFL where all those games aren't being played around. You can just go ahead and do what you need to do to try to build your team the way you need to build your team. So I hope he gets an offseason. I hope he gets the gig. I hope he gets an opportunity to really put his footprint or his fingerprint, so to speak, on this franchise, a great franchise. I'm from Pittsburgh, so I naturally hate the Raiders and the Cowboys. but I know that our fan bases are the most tremendous and most amazing fan bases in the history of the game. And if you understand the history of the game, you know obviously what the owner represented to them, and what the coach, you know, represented to them, and what the players in the past have represented to them. So many great, so many historical people connected to the franchise. He knows that. He understands that. And to get a guy that knows it and understands it to the level and the capacity that he does, you know, sky's the limit. I believe the sky's the limit trajectory-wise for him.
It's exciting. It really is. Again, we're speaking with LeVar Arrington here on Raider Nation Radio 920 Necessary Roughness. Just got a couple more questions for you. We see him at the game. We see him at the practice facility. We hear him in the media sessions. Tell us something about Coach Pierce that we don't know.
I don't know what you know about him.
Well, tell us something that you know that, about him. Tell us a good AP story then.
Oh, man. AP, I mean, he's a I got your six guy. Like, he's got your six. That's really all I can offer. Like, and he's not going to mince words and how he has your six. I mean, he's one of those type of guys that he'll lay down his own life to protect the guys that he loves.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know that about him, then now you do. And that's why so many people respect him and admire him and have such, you know, genuine love for him, is because he is 100% that type of guy. So if he tells Max Crosby that you know, it's us, like, let's get this, let's get this, let's get right today. It's him and Max getting right today.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and if you know, you can think that about some people, and then it turns out that they're phony. You know, some people are good rah-rah guys. Some people can convince you, like you said, convince you to run through a wall, but, you know, they sitting there like, why they run into that wall? Like, I know I told them to run into that wall, but damn, like, that didn't end well. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You run into that wall, you go splat, and you know who's going to be right next to you going splat with you? Antonio Pierce.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
They're going to be picking each other up off of the ground. And that's if I say there's one thing to know about him, he plays dominoes really well. So if you see him playing dominoes with anybody and it's for money, I tell them to get up. Don't sit down with him playing dominoes. He's pretty good. He loves pit bulls.
Okay.
He's been a pit bull dude. He loves dogs. Great family man. Loves his family. Loves his wife. Loves his kids. Great to his kids and great to his family. I mean, he's a solid dude, man. He's a solid dude. Like, I'm proud of him as a brother. I'm proud of him as my friend. And I'm proud of his professional development and what he's been able to accomplish. He said he was setting out to be the head coach of a pro team, and that was many years ago. And he, you know, he accomplished that. So for many of us, he's not only all those things I said, but he's a tremendous inspiration as well.
That's awesome. It really is. And LeVar, will close out on this. You mentioned dominoes and him playing dominoes. When I play, I always say 10 to get on. Like, you don't get on the board until you score 10. And Mama Q doesn't like that. She thinks that I'm cheating. So what it says you? What do you? Well, how do you play to get on the board?
I play tonk, man. I'm a tonk. I'm a
okay.
Tonk guy. I don't do them bones. I'll play around with them, but I don't get serious about them bones, man. Like, I got jacked up fingers from grabbing on big dudes my whole life, so I'll do cards. I'll do some cards. I'll throw spades. I'm a hell of a spades partner. I'll get you your book. We'll get some things popping. But I don't throw the bones. I'm not. You know, I'm not from Compton. I'm not from L.A. I didn't grow up playing dominoes.
Okay.
That was always something I saw in, like, the Boys in the Hood movie and all that stuff. Like, you know. That's what my man Cube hit him with, you know, Doughboy hit him with.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I used to try to learn how to do it just so I could slam it down and say domino mother effer, but other than that, you know what I mean, I ain't never really been big on the bones, man.
Hey, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. I'm a West Coast cat, so, you know, bones have been in my life all my life. So I'll have to ask AP about that when I catch up with him on Wednesday.
I'll have to ask him.
Hey, LeVar, fantastic stuff, man. Thanks for making a little bit of time this afternoon to join us and talk about AP. I think everyone at Raider Nation is rooting for him. I know I'm rooting for him. He's a hell of a dude and seems like a hell of a coach. And everything you said is backed up what I believe. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate you.
Indeed. Just win, baby.
There you go. There he is, LeVar Arrington. How about a round of applause right there? Good stuff right there from LeVar Arrington, former NFL linebacker, current part of Fox Sports Radio, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, and that's not it. He does a whole lot of other things and spent the week here in Vegas with AP. And, I mean, that's some glowing reviews right there about Coach Antonio Pierce. And I almost want to get up and run through another wall here at the Oyo, the Underground Lounge. But I don't think Jason or Vegas Jess is going to be standing next to me when I go splat to help pick me up. Matter of fact, Vegas Jess is going to push me in the small of my back to help me go splat. And Jason's going to throw me a bad route. He's going to throw me a bad route where I run right into the wall. And Vegas Jess is going to be like, man, it's a damn shame what they did to Q. Well, we'll pick you up later, dude. Hey, good stuff, though. Good stuff from LeVar Arrington. That was fantastic. And I got a shout-out to Anna and Rob again, who were at the house this past weekend and actually told me that LeVar Arrington was really close with Antonio Pierce because I didn't have any idea. The times that he's on the radio and is able to tell these stories, I'm doing some other things, and I really don't have an opportunity to get caught up. So my guy Jason, who listens all the show, it's actually one of his favorite shows on our sister station, Fox Sports Las Vegas, has never told me that. He's never given me the insight on anything, right? He tells me about racing, tells me about his race car, but won't tell me about the information that I could use to bring it to the radio and have a really good conversation with a guy like LeVar Arrington. I hope you enjoyed that conversation as well. That was some really, really good stuff. So there you go. Thanks to LeVar Arrington. Thanks to Anna and Rob for helping out. And I'll even shout out my man Jason because he does shout that show out all the time. Definitely shout out to LeVar Arrington. How about on this note, let's go ahead and get some winning going. We got the Ultimate Raider Hookup going on again. You want tickets to go see the Raiders and the Chargers Thursday night football, 2 field passes, an autographed player jersey. We're going to announce the winner around the 13th because, well, the game is on the 14th. It's Thursday night football. We're going to get you in to win right now. The Ultimate Raider Hookup. We got some Raider swag around the radio station. Hit us up. Call number 9 at 702-365-9200. We're going to get you in to win the Ultimate Raider Hookup. Again, the autographed jersey, 2 field passes, and 2 tickets to the Raider Chargers Thursday night football game. Hit us up right now with Raider Nation Radio 920.
This podcast version of Unnecessary Roughness on LVSportsNetwork.com is brought to you by Porta Subs. Make sure you check out Porta Subs' 6-foot party trays. They're perfect for game days. You'll get your choice of 3 made-to-order classic subs made with premium meats and cheese on your choice of fresh baked bread, loaded with fresh veggies, toppings, and sauces. Game day 6-foot trays serve 12 to 16 people, so you can sit back and enjoy the game. Available at all Las Vegas area Porta Subs, neighborhood sandwich shops, order ahead at PortaSubs.com.
This game of football is more than one position, no matter what level you play it at. At the end of the day, it's all about a team. I just refuse to believe that this committee would minimize this precious game of football to make a decision all about a position that at any point in time, any player on this field, as we've seen, it could be your last down, no matter what position you play.
Now back to Unnecessary Roughness, live at the Underground Lounge inside the Oyo Hotel and Casino.
Got a shout out to Ronnie. Ronnie got in to win the Ultimate Raiders Hookup. We do this probably once or twice a year at least. Every season that I've been here on Raider Nation Radio 920, we've been able to do that. And so I really do appreciate Ronnie and do appreciate the opportunity to be able to do this, the Ultimate Raider Hookup. Again, something that we do. A couple tickets to the Chargers Thursday night game. Raiders and Chargers Thursday night at Allegiant Stadium. 2 field passes and an autographed player jersey. And we'll announce the winner on the 13th. And, of course, the game is on the 14th. So you'll get in to win with Unnecessary Roughness. You'll get in to win on the morning tailgate. And you'll get in to win on JT's show. So we got a lot of opportunities for you to get hooked up. But a big shout-out to Ronnie as he got hooked up here on Unnecessary Roughness. And I'm not going to lie, there might be a guy or two that was here at the Underground Lounge that were on their phone calling in, trying to be called number 9, trying to get in to win. I'm not going to throw Jason or Vegas Jess under the bus or say anything like that or put any names out there. I'll keep the names to myself to protect the innocent. But they might have been trying to get in to win because that is a big deal, the Ultimate Raiders Hookup. We'll be doing it each and every day. Again, hopefully you enjoyed the conversation we had with LeVar Arrington. We were talking all things Antonio Pierce, what he brings to the table, what you know, who he is as just as a man, and how he's been preparing to be a head coach in the league. And that LeVar Arrington said he was a genius football mind. Like, he realized that pretty early on in the process. Lil Al Davis hit us up on Twitter. That was a great interview by Q with LeVar Arrington. Interesting nuggets drop about coaches AP will bring onto his staff if he's promoted to the full-time head coach. And I'm not going to lie, Lil Al Davis, thanks for the tweet. That caught my attention too, right? And a guy Antonio Pierce, that can go a long way because he is a guy that's well-respected around the league by a bunch of former players. And there could be people in some positions right now that could be, you know, positioning themselves and getting prepared and getting ready to be coaches in the NFL as well, that he has a beeline in on, where he knows that, hey, if I were to ever be in this position, I could bring this guy along, and man, he could really help me in a major way. And I think that we all do that no matter what position we're in. You know, like, even when I got the job, when I was trying to get the job here, I thought, man, if I get the job, then I know this person. I know how I can get this person to help me out, and I know this person could help out, and this person could be a regular guest. Like, you start planning things out in your head, regardless if you, you know, end up with the position or not. And so to know that Antonio Pierce is planning, you know, things out, I think that that's awesome. You know, and I do believe that he has a real deal shot of getting the head coaching position. But that was one of the many interesting nuggets that LeVar Arrington dropped when we were talking to him in the last segment. So hopefully – Hopefully we get to talk to him about some of those nuggets, and I will on Wednesday ask him about Domino's, and if he plays, you got to get 10 to get in and get on the board like I do, or if you're like Mama Q, where she'll take a nickel just to get in, which is cheap money, right? I want big money. I don't know nickel to get on. You got to get 10 to get in, but that's just me. LeVar said, I'm a taunt guy. I play cards. I ain't playing no Domino's. I ain't from the West Coast, so I didn't even realize that was a West Coast thing. I didn't until now, so there's that. My man Ari back in the Finley Cadillac Performance Studio had no idea either, as he just threw up his hands. But definitely appreciate that conversation. Got a text from Mark. Short-term goal, finish strong, win 4 out of 5, find out if AP and Aiden O'Connell are the future. Long-term, mobile quarterback, build roster with talent, fix offensive line. And if AP isn't the answer, then go get Harbaugh to compete with Reed and Peyton. That's Mark in Jersey. Thanks so much for that text. We do appreciate you. Also, this one's from Sir Whiskey Ray. Happy Monday, gentlemen. Loving today's topic. Here I go. Short-term goal. Raiders no doubt must win 4 out of the next 5 games. End the season strong and maybe sneak into the playoffs. Long-term goal, if we win the next 4 out of 5, find a way to keep AP here with the Raiders. Also, let's see if Aiden O'Connell's our future quarterback. If he finishes strong, maybe he's our franchise quarterback. Only time will tell. Lastly, we must load up on defense and draft a free agency. On another note, we're coming into Vegas this upcoming weekend to continue our 50th birthday celebration for the wifey. That's how we do it, Q. Hoping to meet up with you both, Ari and you. Go Raiders. Cheers, Sir Whiskey Ray. And that's awesome. Might as well keep the party going. Now I'll say this. You can meet up with me. You won't be able to meet up with Ari because Ari, he's a hermit. He won't leave the studio at all. He's just going to stay in the wraps. I mean, his neighbors barely know him. Hey, who lives there in that house? I don't know. I think some guy. I think he comes out of there every once in a while. He's like a bat. Like, he'll come out at night when he can sneak out and nobody sees him. But that's about it. Ari is not one for the public eye.
That part is true about the neighbors. Absolutely. I want nothing to do with my neighbors except for
one of your neighbors is sitting right next to me.
Except for
damn, you just dogged him out. I don't want nothing to do with my neighbors.
No, he knows we had this conversation. He knows we had this conversation. So I got one. Funny. I got one neighbor that
there
I
respect. There you go. There you go.
But yeah, we'll see what happens. It's a week away. Come on now. Don't give up on me that early, Q.
Hey, man, I gave up on you a long time ago, brother.
I know.
I know when it comes to going out and meeting and greeting people, that is not your forte.
He's got other stuff, too. I'm not full-fledged hermit like he claims, but I'll go with the bit, Q.
Doc, there is no bit. You put the capital in hermit.
You don't know what I do when I'm not in the Q Myers land.
You are always in Q Myers land,
first of all. Pretty much.
that might be a my problem. Right? I mean, I'm the
that's
guy
that's the nature of this job. Let's go. I mean, I'm cool with that. I used to be in Cofield land, and now I'm in Q Myers land. It's
right,
cool.
Exactly. So at 3 in the morning, I might come up with an idea, and all of a sudden text Ari.
I'm back. But.
Hey, well, that's true. Hey, Ari, call this person, text this person in the morning. Hey, I know it's early Sunday morning. Hey, I know it's Thanksgiving morning, but go ahead and send this text message to someone. Let's get this person on the show. That's just how I operate. That's how I'm wired.
I'm cool with that.
Can't help myself. Nick from Henderson said, watching teams yesterday, like the Eagles, Niners, Chiefs, and Packers, They all have drafted well and have developed homegrown talent. I think Champ Kelly is a good talent evaluator, so hopefully it starts with him. Until we build depth and make the right draft picks, it doesn't matter who coaches this team. I'd also like to see a quarterback taken in the first or second round like Aiden. I like Aiden, but the quarterback position is one that we need to get right. Short term, get Michael Mayer more involved and throwing the ball when we're in the red zone. He is a mismatch. That's Nick right here from, well, right in Henderson. Thanks so much for that, Nick. And, yeah, Michael Mayer, I would love to see him continue to develop over the next 5 weeks. Show what he could be. And I think what he can be is special. I really do. I'm excited about his progression. I'm excited to see that he's been involved into the mix lately. And the thing about him is what I used to say about Zeke Elliott when he really first came into the league. Zeke never fell down for like a 1 yard or 2 yard gain. He always fell forward. So he would gain 2 yards and then he'd fall forward for like another two, right? Michael Mayer is to me the same guy. When he catches the ball, he never just gets that 5 yard catch. He falls forward or he'll run forward or he'll do something that may not look pleasing to the eyes. He'll back into 3 yards. He'll back into 5 yards. He'll do whatever it takes, but he doesn't go down immediately. He always is falling forward. And there's something to getting that extra yard or extra 2 yards. It may be not a big deal, but it does become a big deal when you throw it for 5 yards and all of a sudden he has eight. All of a sudden that makes that third and what was going to be five, now it's third and two. Or third and three. It makes it a lot more manageable. I love when he does that, and it seems like every time he gets his hands on the ball, he's falling forward. This text is from Rob. Q, the Raiders need to address the O-line of free agency, spend money on a top center and right tackle, bump Illuminor into guard, draft a quarterback in the first, and go best player available the rest of the draft. I'd keep Antonio Pierce as head coach and Patrick Graham as a defensive coordinator. The biggest problem, as far as I can remember, has been GM. Hopefully, Champ Kelly can be the guy who can finally put together a solid team by building it inside out. It's all about the trenches. Go Raiders. And, yeah, the thing about it is, and this is something that I've been emphasizing a lot on the podcast, is that the GM outside of what, Reggie McKenzie, hasn't really had the opportunity to be the GM. And what I mean by that is the coach has always had the final say, right? And even with Dave Ziegler, I know what he said in his introductory press conference, but I also know that there was a lot of pushback back and forth, right? And he was hired after McDaniels was hired. I want the GM, similar to a call we had earlier, the GM to be in place. The GM at the end of the day be the guy that has the end-all, be-all say. Not saying he doesn't listen to the coaches, talk to the coaches, because they do. It's all a team effort. They work together. They share the same vision. But similar to what they did in San Francisco, John Lynch was hired, and then Kyle Shanahan was hired. They came in at the same time, same year, had the same length on their contracts. So, hey, you're going to go as I go. I'm going to go as you go. So we worked together as a team. And there were some lean years in San Francisco at first. There was a couple times where I thought, uh-oh, that's not looking good. John Lynch is probably going to be on his way out because of some decisions he's made personnel-wise, right? Draft picks, every draft pick's not going to hit. But they had a couple first-round picks like Solomon Thomas that just weren't good picks, right? I mean, there's just moves that they made that just – didn't work out very well. And I like Solomon Thomas, but where he was drafted is not where he should have been drafted. That was a miss, right? But, again, those things happen at times. So, to know that they rode it out together, they got things right. And, obviously, Trey Lance was a miss. That was a huge miss. And if they hadn't hit on Brock Purdy in the seventh round, the last pick, that's a fireable offense, honestly. Trading up, giving up all the assets that they did for Trey Lance and then it not working out. They really got lucky, and I say lucky. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. They got lucky when they were able to stumble upon Brock Purdy, and he worked out really well and was a perfect fit for what Kyle Shanahan wanted to do. It almost makes that forgivable. Well, that's okay. Seventh-round pick worked out really well. He's obviously a cheap option. His salary is not very high at all, and they could build that team around. So they're able to pull it off and get away with it, but there were some times there. It got a little bit dicey, but thanks so much for the text. I appreciate you. Derek hit us up and said, hey, Q, OD Raider here. I like the idea of keeping Aiden as quarterback number one for the next year or two and building up everywhere else. He's good enough for that and should only get better. And why not give Antonio Pierce and crew at least another season? They may turn out to be draft masters. Who knows? Can't be any worse than what the drafts have been lately. Let's strengthen this team. Drafting a hotshot college quarterback doesn't necessarily mean that he'll make it in the NFL. And that's 100% true. OD Raider there. And, that's not, you're not wrong. Just because you draft him early on doesn't mean he's going to be successful. And that's something that we talked about leading into the draft this past year when there was all those quarterbacks. It was Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Will Levis. I mean, I don't know how many people we had on that kept saying, out of all four of those guys, like, one's probably going to be good. One. And so far, one has been really good, C.J. Stroud. Will Levis has moments here and there with Tennessee as a second-round pick. Bryce Young, his team's already been eliminated from the playoff contention. First team eliminated already. Got his he didn't get his coach fired, but his coach got fired. They haven't built up an offensive line to protect him. There's a lot of things that they haven't done. So Bryce Young right now has experienced more losing his first year in Carolina than he ever did all the time he was there at Bama. So he's got to, you know, learn that. I think he's a hell of a leader. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, but they've really got a lot of work to build around him to prove that he could be that guy. Anthony Richardson, he didn't make it half the season. He got injured and is out. He's got to learn that he's not back in Florida. It's not college football where he could just run through guys and it's okay. They're going to get out of his way and make business decisions. There's going to be guys that are like, okay, you're gonna try to lower your shoulder. I got one too. And so he's going to have to learn how to protect himself. And then who knows if he's going to be a good quarterback. Unfortunately, he's missing out on this whole year of being able to try to work that in and get used to the NFL game. Now he's going to come back after missing most of the year being injured. And it's basically like, okay, here you are, rookie. Throw you back out there. So we'll see how much that kind of, you know, puts him back, if that does set him back at all. Got a text from 901 Raider from Memphis. He said, great interview with LeVar. We have to give AP time to bring his players and good offensive coordinator a mobile quarterback. Sky's the limit. With Vegas as a home and AP as a coach, players will want to come to Vegas, not to mention no state taxes. And I think that Las Vegas is a very desirable location. I really do. If I look at the Carolina Panthers job, and I know there's going to be a lot more jobs open, I look at Carolina, I look at Vegas, I look at Washington, I look at Chicago, potentially L.A. with the Chargers. Who else is potentially open? Buffalo, maybe, right? I mean, I think that Sean McDermott is kind of, you know, dancing along the lines of possibly being fired, possibly not, whatever, depending on what happens this season. None of those locations are sexier to me than Vegas, only because you have the opportunity, you're in this market, you're with this great stadium, great facility, you're with the owner that's proven that he'll get out of the way and let you do your thing, maybe to a fault, right? He'll let you operate as the coach, let you operate as the front office. I think that that's something that's important to coaches that are potentially coming in. I think there's a lot of desire, a lot of things that you see around this organization that makes you really like this location. Now, obviously, winning is something that they've got to get back to. They haven't done that consistently in a very long time, but I do believe that there's something to it. So I think that would be a really good, good landing spot for whoever wants to be the coach. And I think Antonio Pierce has a very good insight on that spot just because of what he's bringing to the table. This one's from Thomas. He said, if we were to rock with a quarterback in the upcoming draft, we got to be sure we have the staff on that can develop him. And that's also true, right? I mean, you can get anyone you want, any quarterback you want, but if you don't have the right team around him developing him, then he's just a quarterback out there trying to figure it out on the fly. And my perfect example of that is the team that's playing tonight, Jacksonville. You saw what was going on in Jacksonville under Urban Meyer, right? I mean, man, everyone thought that, oh, this is not going to work, man. This Jacksonville team's terrible. This quarterback's not very good. Urban Meyer was not a very good coach in the NFL. Obviously, he's great in college, but in the NFL, it's a different ball game. So everyone thought that the situation in Jacksonville was going to be a done deal. Oh, man, this quarterback's going to be a bust. He's not going to be all that. He gets with Doug Peterson, a guy that's got some skins on the wall, been there, done that. He's got a Super Bowl ring under his belt, and all of a sudden, developing. And now you can see where and all the hype came from. So there's that. So you're right. Got to have the right people around that understand the nature of the beast, they understand the language, and is able to develop that quarterback, or else you just have a quarterback going in raw hoping that he can figure it out on his own, and that's not any situation that a quarterback should be, not a rookie quarterback in the league. 4:44 is the time. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll close out the show. Again, we're at the Underground Lounge inside the Oyo Hotel and Casino. Matter of fact, before we get out of the show today, I do want you to hear from our Boyd Gaming winner, Robert. We found out that he was the winner. We got a lot of folks registered, thanks to Boyd Gaming on Friday, for tickets to this upcoming game. I actually had an opportunity to catch up with him this morning, kind of cold called him just to let him know he won the tickets. Pretty fun conversation. You'll hear that next. Plus, we'll close out the show live from the Underground Lounge. It's Raider Nation Radio 920.
Now back to Unnecessary Roughness, live at the Underground Lounge inside the Oyo Hotel and Casino.
One of the best text messages that we got at 702-365-9200, that's the Raider Nation listener line and the don'tbebroke.com text line, is from Big Dub Raider. was talking about dominoes. LeVar Arrington brought up dominoes and AP playing dominoes. Coach Antonio Pierce likes to play dominoes. And so I asked him straight up, hey, man, I play 10 to get on, right? That's how you score. You got to get 10 to start the game. Then you can go nickel and dime your way all you want. But you got to start off with at least 10. And LeVar said, hey, he don't play dominoes. He plays spades. He plays tonk. He does all that. He'll get you on the card game. So I said, all right, no problem. I'll ask Coach Pierce about that. Because that's how I go. You got to get 10 to get in, right? That's how it is. Mama Q don't like that. She likes to nickel and dime her way around the board. Now, she wins more times than not. Let's not get it twisted. She does win. But that's that OG, right? The OG, it's hard to beat the OGs, man. OG's got the tricks of the trade. So I'm still trying to get that OG status. But I am happy that Big Dub Raider confirmed on our don'tbebroke.com text line. Yeah, Q, definitely have to play 10 to get in on the bones. Thank you again, Ari, for the Jay-Z medley today for his birthday. Go Raiders. So there you go. Big Dub Raider confirmed it. Appreciate that, Big Dub Raider. I like that. Passionate Raider actually tweeted at me and said 15 to get in. That's a little rich for my blood. But I ain't mad at you. Hey, man, whatever you do, man, step your game up, right? But all that nickel and diamond just to get on? A nick to get in? Nah. Got to go with at least 10. But Mama Q always says that I'm cheating when I do that. Whatever. It is what it is. Hey, we like winning around here, man. We love winning. We've already got some folks in to win some tickets to the Week 15, right? Yeah, Week 15 game, Thursday Night Football at Allegiant Stadium. We already got some folks in to win that. Last Friday, we got folks in to win. A lot of them got them in to win this week's game against the Minnesota Vikings, thanks to Boyd Gaming, the official local casino of the Silver and Black. And this morning, I had an opportunity to call and catch up with my guy, Robert. Robert was the big winner. Check it out.
Hello.
Hey, is this Robert?
What's up, Q?
What's happening, man?
You hear me? I got you.
What's going on this Monday morning, my man? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, man, you got it, man. I'm just checking in with you, man, now that the Raiders are off a bye week. You know, they're getting ready for another game. I'm just checking in with you, see what the temperature is, how you feeling about the team.
Man, you know, I feel all right, man. Could be better, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully they start, you know, they finish up strong, but, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, what do you think about this game this week, man? What's it gonna take for the Raiders to get a dub over the Vikings?
Same as usual, too. I just think they gotta play defense, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna need a couple turnovers. You know, they gotta sustain drives, you know what I mean? They gotta score points.
I think you forgot the main point.
Wait, what's that?
I think that you being in the building is what's going to help it happen. I got a pair of tickets for you.
Yeah, boy, that's what's up. Thank you, bro.
I got a pair of tickets for you, man. You got in to win during unnecessary roughness, and thanks to Boyd Gaming, the official local casino partner of the Raiders, we're sending you to Allegiant Stadium on Sunday, man. You're going to be in the building. You're going to help them get that energy they need to get this dub.
That's beautiful, man. Thank you. I appreciate it, Q.
No doubt. Absolutely. Who you bringing with you, my man?
I'm going to take my wife with me, man.
Nice.
She's a big Raider fan, too, you know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah, as she should be, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. She should be. I know that's right. Hey, well, do me a favor, man. When you get to the game on Sunday, come up to Coors Light Landy, man. Come up to the Torch. We'll all be hanging out there, myself, JT, Eric Allen. Everyone will be up there. Lindsey Brown will be up there for sure. Come out there, hang out, and say what's up, at least when you get there.
Oh, for sure. That's for sure.
So there you go right there. That was the call this morning to Robert. He got in to win on this show, Unnecessary Roughness. And like I say all the time, we breed winners around here. We create winners around here. We love winners. So we got some more folks registered today for the Ultimate Raider Hookup, which is 2 field passes, autographed jersey, and tickets to that Week 15 game, that Raider game on Thursday Night Football against the L.A. Chargers. So we got a lot more winning on the way. So make sure you're listening up for that. Got a couple texts I want to get to before we wrap up the show. Again, we're here at the Underground Lounge inside the Oyo Hotel and Casino. This one's coming from Lyle. Not Alzale, but just Lyle. He says, hey, Q, I know it's apples and oranges, but somehow, why can't the Raiders scheme plays for Hunter Renfrow like the Niners use Christian McCaffrey? And does the team save contract money by not playing Jimmy G the rest of the season? That's from Lyle, and that's a good question, man, and you've got to get creative with all your playmakers. right? Everyone's not going to be the same breed of guy, but if you know what they can do, and we all know Hunter Renfrow can make it do what it do, you've got to find a way to use them, just like you used Devontae, just like you used Jacoby, just like you used JJ. A good, sharp offensive mind will find ways to do that. One more text from Philip. He says, yo, Q, first keep AP, second hire Ken Dorsey as the OC, third get your quarterback. There'll be good talent throughout the top 10, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels. Fourth, fix the offensive line. The work on the defense, problem solved. That is from Philip right there. That's a done deal records. Philip, thank you so much for that. As a matter of fact, everybody, thank you for the feedback on the show today. Great stuff. 702-365-9200. That's the Raider Nation listener line and the text line. It is all the same. Shout out to the don'tbebroke.com text line. Shout out to the Jewelers of Las Vegas that brings you the show each and every day. And shout out to the Oyo who has us here every Monday Night Football in the Underground Lounge. It's Raider Nation Radio 920. Have a good one.
And thank you so much for listening to the podcast version of Unnecessary Roughness here on LVSportsNetwork.com, brought to you by Porta Subs.